You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Go ETH. We'll explain why we're saying go ETH in a little bit, but go ETH. Like, I'm always optimistic long term, and I'll explain why, but go ETH. And happy Kahlua Pork Nacho Tuesday.
Oh.
I'll say it that way.
That might be the best combination of words I've ever heard.
Nachos, yay. Pork, yay. Go ETH, yay.
Yay, go ETH, as always.
And happy birthday week for us Libra babies. Go Libra October. Like, this is just like one of those shows where we're just like grateful, yay, go everything.
It's a great week. It's the birthday week. It's the Libra week.
And it's Kahlua October.
Nachos.
It's fall. It's pumpkin for people who like pumpkins.
Me.
I like jack-o'-lanterns and pumpkin seeds, but hey. But go ETH. This is Elizabeth, by the way, if y'all have never heard us or our show, Tech Trend Investments. So welcome.
And I'm Joseph. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome. So we are in the fourth quarter of the year, and we have some great stuff to talk about. What's been going on in the market, what we foretell, do your own research, not financial advice, in the market, what things are influencing the market. And targets and what we've been doing too. And so go ETH. I just don't put that out there, but that's okay. Y'all have to know I'm very optimistic on crypto. This is my own personal opinion, doing research, not financial advice, but long term, I'm very optimistic. Long term, very optimistic. And I know it took a while for people to get involved and come around, and people are starting to come around. And we also have hit all-time highs on a lot of the financial markets, like gold, which is going on right now. Gold just had a 7 to 8% pullback today, though. The crypto markets hit all-time highs. We're still pretty close to those. Financial markets hit all-time highs, right?
Yep.
And I remember everybody saying the sky is falling back in April. And we're like, you guys, we always cycle through everything. And if you understand what is going on the market, you'll understand what could potentially happen in the future. And past historicals usually are predictive on future results, you know, like, even though you're supposed to not say that. But if you study economics or business or politics or anything, you understand that, you know, there's certain things that play out in the market, and there's reasons why they play out. And there's a lot of emotion involved in the market now that people can instantaneously trade anything. Basically, you can trade anything at any time of the day or night or on the weekends.
Anywhere in the world.
Invest, right. So if you have a lot of emotional people who don't know the reasoning behind why something is doing what it's doing, they're going to hit the trigger button. Right. And then, but if you understand the way it's going to play out, that gives buying opportunities. Things are on sale while those people are getting emotional because they sell bottom, buy top. And so you'll have your top signal people. We call them top signals, right?
Yep.
Those people that as soon as it hits the all-time high, everybody else gets on board and they all jump in and go, it's time to buy now. And there's lines of people lining up to buy gold. Guess what kind of a signal that is?
That's a sell signal for everyone that's smart. Because right. that's a lot of volume going in.
That's a we topped. Like, if your grandma is talking about stuff and you're at the grocery store and they're talking about stuff and they have no financial educational background or trading or expertise, or they're not a broker, or they're, you know, again, do your own research, not financial advice. But if everybody's talking about it, same thing with the housing market. If everybody's jumping in, you're usually like at a top. And you have to have a reason why the price is going up. If it's just going up because everybody's getting on the bandwagon, then that's another story, right? Versus right. if there's an underlying reason, like an underlying reason would be hypothetically, and I don't want to create some kind of fear or something, but if people are jumping into safer securities, they usually, logically, you need an underlying reason that supports that. Like, which means that, you know, we were in war and we're in food rationing and there's no money and the barter system is relying to taking a bar of gold over to somebody and getting a chicken for it. But, you know, do your own research, not financial advice. But when everyone's doing it because your neighbor said to buy and like the person across the street, like thought it was good idea, they're usually trying to sell you so the price will keep going up. And we see that play out in the financial markets. We see that play out in like meme coins and crypto too. When people are posting on Twitter or they're posting on Telegram for you to buy a certain quote unquote meme coin, and it's at like 20 million or 100 million, it's already been bought 1,000 times before they post it on Twitter and tell you to buy that because they want the price still to go up. And our bots probably caught it at 6K market cap and they're posting it at 200 million. So, you know, something to think about. Again, not financial advice. Do your own research. If you're doing shots, you just had to do probably about 10 or 20 of them. But hey, it's October. It's birthday month. So go do the shots.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Have fun, right? But right. Those people who buy the tops, they're emotional traders. They see the crowd and they want to follow it. They don't want to leave right. The pack.
You're too late when you're following the crowd on
stuff. You're at the top. You're gonna be riding right. You're gonna be riding the slide down. You're not climbing the ladder up.
No. But I'm very optimistic on crypto. It's still new technology. It's still early. This is my own personal opinion. Again, do your research, not financial advice. But the thing to consider is Bitcoin. I think we hit like 127 a week or two ago. I have to look it up. I follow ETH more than I follow BTC, but BTC is kind of like the guiding. And before BTC and ETH, which is BTC is Bitcoin and ETH is Ethereum, they used to run in parallel, but now like if somebody's in Bitcoin and it's going to its all-time high, they will sell out of their Bitcoin and they'll go into Ethereum. So they don't run parallel on the price anymore. And Bitcoin hit all-time highs because institutional got involved and they got into Bitcoin. And this was back a couple months or so ago. And so Bitcoin like had hit multiple all-time highs where ETH was still lagging behind. But when people realized that Ethereum ETH was undervalued, then everybody started moving into Ethereum. And not everybody has moved over to it yet because we hit a 4950, which was our all-time high on Ethereum. And it hit 4600 back in December. So it like took a little bit longer for Ethereum to catch up. But it had so much more potential because it had a wider range to catch up. And when it did, people made a higher return on Ethereum than they did Bitcoin. Because hypothetically, think about it. Say, I'm not saying this is the price right now, but so say we're just going to do round numbers. If you buy an asset at $100,000 and the asset's at $100,000, for it to move 10%, it has to go to 110, right? If you buy an asset at $4,000, it only has to move $400 to go up 10%. So if you buy the asset at $100,000, it has to move $10,000 to go up 10%. If you buy the asset at $4,000, it only has to move $400 to go up 10%. So Ethereum had tremendous gains because we were bottomed in April at like 1,400.
Yep.
And it went to 4950, so it 400% in 4 months. Where Bitcoin, I don't know the price of it, but it only went up like 50 to 75%, I think, on the return. It didn't double, that's for sure.
No, it didn't even close.
Yeah, so Ethereum had gone up 400%. That's a 4X. Now, remember, this is why I'm all go ETH. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. Take another shot. But if you look at the big picture, right, if you look at any technology, think about .com and webs, like when it came out, and still it has so much more room for growth. And it came out quite a while ago, right? So think about crypto. Crypto was more like 2008, 9, 10, 11. We're not even that far into this technology yet. And we haven't, we just started to get mainstream into it. And it just started to get into like institutional and being able to pay with it and using it for other things because the technology was so new and it was, hadn't been adopted. And so think of Bitcoin again, you know, like I think it's 120. You probably have to pull this up for me because when I talk, I get distracted if I went and looked.
Bitcoin's ATH was 126.
126. Okay. So think about Ethereum. Our all-time high was 49.50 and change, not that much, but it's the number two position. So I'm trying to think of another asset that's familiar. So think about Ethereum to catch up to Bitcoin. If we're hovering around four right now, and for us to get to 126 would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A 6x, 600%. It would move, it has the capability to move 600% just to catch up to Bitcoin. And that's if you got in it today, not at the 1400. If you got in it at the 1400, that's almost 1000% return. It's like a 10x. If it gets all the way up to where Bitcoin is, potentially, it's like a 9 to 10x, right?
I don't know if I did the math right, but 126,000 divided by
but
four.
were we at 14 or we were at 12 on April 8th?
We were at 14 on April 8th.
Okay. So like, you know, if you go 4X on 1400, that's 140,000. So Bitcoin has potential to hit 140 at least. So it could have 10x if it catches up to Bitcoin.
Yep.
Again, do your research, not financial advice. This is for educational purposes only. The opinions are not expressed entirely for the general population. But I have predicted ETH on every single target for the last 2 years.
And all of them have hit.
Disclaimer. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. The thing is like when you're deep in market and you've been trading, I have a master's in finance, I've been trading, I've been investing, we watch 50,000 tokens launch a day continuously for the last 3 years. You kind of would, you know, catch maybe a pattern or two here or there. Just kidding. I want you all to think of this, and this is how I'm trying to explain it, is if you use SQL, you can input mass amounts of data and then compare across all the data. That's what our AI does. It has probably has more than this now. It has over 400 million points of data where it can compare all the data and then spit out what it has the highest probability based on statistics, data, and odds, right?
Right.
But me personally, I was trading, watching mass amounts of data, seeing what happens in the economy, what happens if this would happen or that would happen, how it would affect the market, what emotional sentiment would come in, what psychology would come into play. If people are able to instantaneously trade and they bought based on emotion or what's going on, how it would react. And all this stuff comes into play where if you're using just straight numbers, you have to input also what's going on socially, economically, politically, you know,
globally.
Psychology, everything has to be input in, right? And then also social media is big now, right? So the sentiment on the market, if you're listening to somebody on Twitter who has a profile picture of an ape and you've never seen them before and they tell you to, like, I don't know, buy a token that's at $200 million and you don't know any better, you're probably buying top. But if you take into consideration all the things that affect a market and then combine it with AI and scan across 400 million points of data, you become a little bit more precise. So,
just so a little bit.
I'm trying to make y'all understand. So like I'm big on statistics and data and numbers and AI, and I've combined it with predictability. And so our AI is like one of the first predictive bots. Most bots are reactive. Ours are predictive because it takes back historical data and then projects it into the future based on predictive models and probability and statistics. And so we go off of the numbers, we can pretty much verify, just like when you go into football and you're doing your, what are those, fantasy footballs? They can go off of data on the past player and then predict hypothetically because the player does this or they have a certain passing rate or this, what we talked about last week, you can predict that they probably would have a certain passing rate in the future. So it's the same thing with tokens or data or crypto or financial markets. If you're able to combine all the data and scan through it, you can come up with predictive models. But you need the data, and we've collected the data for 3 to 4 years. Nobody has this data right now. We do, because that's me. I'm a numbers nerd, and that's what I do. I collect data. But to explain it so that everybody understands, because I know I talk kind of a little technical or scientific a lot.
Analytical, yes.
A little too much. So to put it so you all understand, so think about it this way, because I do probability in gambling too. I do probability in housing markets and financial markets and arbitrage and spreads and stuff. I apply it everywhere I do. So if you think about this, if anybody out there plays poker, this is an analogy for you. If you've ever played 100 poker machine, 100 poker machine will give you one draw of 5 cards. And then you hold what cards you think have the best odds that they're going to hit, at least a pair of face cards, trips, 4 of a kind, flush, a straight draw, a straight flush, or a royal flush. Like you go off of odds. And so you hold your hand based on what you think is going to happen. Well, if you have 100 cards, like 100 hands, and you hold the first hand, and every time you hit draw, all the 99 other hands will hit based on what you've held. So if I had a pair of kings, I'm guaranteed that I'm going to have a pair of face cards, and I hold a pair of kings, and 99 other of my draws will be all a pair of kings. So it's predictive that I know that since I held my kings, all the other are going to hold kings. But because the other ones will be scattered, some of them will get 3 kings, some will get 4 kings, some will get 2 kings and 2 aces. Some will get 2 kings and 3 aces. Some will get 2 kings and a pair of jacks. But it's based on the data. So now you have 100 that show up, and you can see how many got only one pair, how many got 2 pairs, how many got trips, how many got 4 of a kind, you know, how many got a full house based on those odds. And you see 100. And if you play the 100 hand over and over and over and over again, which we scan 50,000 tokens a day, pick out the top 100 to 200 quote-unquote hands, the best hands out of the 50,000, and you've seen it happen for 3 to 4 years, you're going to get a little bit refined on the odds and see the predictability, because the odds play out over and over again. So that's like the easiest way to explain it to people on what our bots do and how they're able to come up with what they come up with. And the reason why they're able to come up with it, we had talked about this on a couple episodes before. If you're inputting data into AI, you need clean data to go in. If you put junk in, you're going to get junk out. So if you're using artificial intelligence and you're talking to your ChatGPT or your Gemini or Bing or whoever you're talking to, and you're inputting information that doesn't have any factual backing or data, you're going to get junk out. If you go and tell the AI that, hey, the grass is hot pink, that's like the standard, and leaves on a tree are blue, it's going to input that information and then output the information based on what you put in. So if you have junk going in, you're going to get junk going out. But if you have clean data going in and it's able to scan based off of the clean data with algorithms and predictive models, and then it'll be able to output based on that search. And that's the secret sauce. It's like what we found over investing and day trading and in crypto since 2016 we're able to refine and tune what happens when something happens in the market and what happens in the economy and what's going on in the political field and psychologically how people are feeling. And if it's a bear or a bull market, if it's a, you know, like a housing bubble, or if it's credit, this is going on with credit. Like all of these factors play into what happens in a market. And like what's happening on the news, like that affects and plays into the market too. But those are small things that play in. And then we have institutional buying in right now. Yep. And so I'm going to talk about that in a second and how that's playing out in the market right now, because that is affecting our market a lot of ways. But if you, whatever you input, you need to have clean data going in to get clean data coming out. And by trading and investing and the degrees that I have and able to do statistics and probability and find out numbers, we're able to refine and tune it so that it's more precise. And our bots have been going through upgrades right now based off of this stuff too. So like our bots and data have been a little skewed lately, which is fine, but this is what we normally go through when we go through testing and upgrades. And we've been also finding out whenever they do upgrades to like Etherscan or DAX or any of those other ones, it's going to skew our data a little bit too. And their data has been skewed a little bit because they're doing upgrades. So they have to adapt and update their stuff. But we've been working on, that's like where the focus has been like the last 30 days. So if you're involved with our bots or in our tokens or in the market or anything, that's what we've been working on intensely because we want clean data to come out. So we've been working on upgrades. But where was I going with this? so if you're a holder, you've seen some of the numbers come out, but we have like 3 years of history. It's not just that we say that we do it. Everything is time stamped, date stamped, contract address, market cap recorded. Everything is documented for proof. I don't just go and say, hey, we did this. And like, they're like, sure. Yeah. That's what a lot of people do. They'll copy our stuff and say that they did it. I have timestamps, date stamps. It's documented in Telegram. It's a little hard to manipulate 400 million points of data. I wouldn't ever want to do that, but everything is documented. You can actually go in and research and find the proof in the data. You go and do back tests and historicals and verify everything, which is important, especially when you're trading or investing. You want to make sure that you have clean data and it's verifiable. And then there's checks and balances along the way. So we have that. But we've also been predicting ETH. So you can go back to all of our segments and listen to when we predicted ETH, and we have clips of those. And that's broadcast live, right? Yep. So it's a little hard to go back and change that. But it's been broadcast live. So it's documented and it's reverberating into the internet for the rest of my legacy or whatever is going to happen. But it'll always be there. And then we also have, when I do predictions or analytics and hypothetically do your own research, not financial advice, think a market's going to go a certain way, I timestamp it and I show the date that it was done, the timestamp that it was done, and then I go back and I prove when it hits. And we've been doing that in the holder chat. We do that on X. We do it in our Telegram channels. So if you are interested in like you have no clue what meme coins are, you have the ability to become a holder and get just even predictions on ETH. You can listen to our show and get it. Yes. If you're in a holder chat, we're timestamping and predicting 2 to 3 days in advance, sometimes an hour to 2 hours in advance. So people will long it or short it based on whatever the prediction is. You can do options and perps and other things now because those things have come into the market. So there's a lot of opportunity if you're an investor, if you're a trader, if you're institutional, if you're a major company player, if you hold a lot of assets, there's opportunities. You don't have to be a meme coin trader. You don't have to be an alt trader. You don't have to be a crypto trader. This applies in a lot of things. And based on what financial markets are doing and based on what everything else is happening, there's predictability because of that. So we built this out in crypto because crypto is the fastest moving, the quickest to go to new technology, the quickest to take it to market. And so we built it out on crypto, but these trading platforms, algos, formulas, predictive AI models are being applied in other areas too. I'm not going to say where, but they are. So if you're a business owner and you need predictability on what's going to happen on the market, because in effect, if, you know, like people are going to buy 1,000 board shorts, like you can apply it with that too. You know, if you're trying to predict financial markets and what sector to go into, it's able to do it for that also. But you have to have clean data going in. You have to know what to search and scan for. And then you have to know what query to ask for on the output. And that's what we built it on, meme coins, alts, and ETH and BTC, which it does predictive on all of crypto. But it's also able to do it for other financial markets. I used to do it for bonds. I used to do it for mortgage rates. Housing markets. I was predictive on housing markets because I know what type of things can influence a market. And if all these certain things check off certain boxes, the market will either go up a certain way or go down a certain way. And there's signs that happen that predict, and you input it into it with the AI now. Like I was doing it manually, but you input it with AI, and now it can scan it and give you data and information within milliseconds. And that's the best part about it. So those of you out there who are just getting into financial markets, or you're just getting into new assets or gold or crypto, or you're trading, or you're a business or institutional, you need somebody who knows what is going to move a market. And if you're listening to people on the news, or you're listening to Twitter accounts, or you're listening to somebody telling you something, you're probably too late. So you want to have refined tools and algos that know what to input, what type of data to input to get clean output and data. So we have a lot of people that have been coming lately claiming that they're experts, they're token experts, they're crypto experts, they're trading experts, and they just started.
It's impossible to learn that quick.
I had my DMs fill up with people saying, hey, I'm a token expert, and have no background or experience or anything. They like were doing, I didn't even know what they were doing before. But yeah, I've had my DMs fill up. I'm like, okay, sure. In my LinkedIn, they're coming to me and saying, I'm a token expert. And like, really? They have no clue. I'm like, okay, so how does a token launch? What's an LP? What's this? What's locked renounce? What's a verified contract? They like have no clue. Like, okay.
That's so, when you don't get a response back from them.
Right. And I'm not saying this to like fluff myself up. I'm saying if you're going to get involved in investments, and your institution or your business, or you have a lot of money to leverage, you don't want to go to somebody who has no experience or does not know what causes a market to move one way or the other. You want to make sure that you have a history and a background and information and data that's verifiable and predictive before. And then whenever you do invest and you start, we always say this, start with $10 just so you can see how it plays out, because you have to go on the odds, right? So if you just invest $10 today and say you invested $10 in 2 years and you invested $10 in 3 years, you're not going to have much of data to find out if it worked or not. But if you do $10 every day and your dollar cost average, then it's more predictive. So we're always saying, like, whenever you start something new or you get excited and want to try out a new investment vehicle or buy a car, you're going to test drive it. You don't want to buy the car and pay, you know, like $100,000 in cash and find out that you didn't like the car because you didn't test drive it. So right. Same thing when you're doing any investments, you're going to start out something small. Try it out, see if it's something you like or not, and then it slowly increase your investment. And we only say that is because everyone has a different risk reward. Everyone's risk averse a different way. And throwing big amounts of cash, you can lose quickly if you don't understand the learning curve or understand how to do it right away. But saying all that, people don't know, we also are available for consultation. We're for consultation on token launches, for consultation on what makes a token run or not run, in consultation on crypto and investing, on trading, on how to read a chart, on how to launch a token, how to scan and find tokens. We're available for that. So institutions are trying to get into tokenization. Companies are trying to tokenize their assets, but they do not know what they're doing. They're going to have a huge learning curve. And what people don't know is we have private chats with private wells that qualify, that we teach people how to invest and how to trade. We have algos that are built for high liquidity traders that don't just trade $10. We have in-depth analytics and advanced analytics for people who have been trading and know how to trade but want to step up their game another level, and then like one-on-one consultation and private consultation. And we've never really discussed it on here before because we wanted to like embrace and let people know how to get into crypto and explain all the basics of it, because when you start your school, your education, you're not going to just jump up to your master's or your doctorate level on your first day.
Oh, God, you have to go to
so you have to go to kindergarten. So like we've been explaining to y'all, like, you know, you're starting investing. We don't want to like tell you the advanced level. We want to start you off at the $10 trading level so you can dabble and try it out and then get curious. And if you're interested, move you up along the ranks. But we also work with people who are high dollar investors who qualify, like you have to qualify with a certain amount of assets to get into the group. And then we have one-on-one consulting, one-on-one with institutions, one-on-one with businesses who want to tokenize their assets. So you can reach out. You can reach out on my email. It's powell@dragonpro.app. So P-O-W-E-L-L @dragonpro.app. But we're going to talk a little bit. I don't even know what time we have left.
Oh, we have a little bit of time. We have time.
We're going to talk a little bit about advanced trading right now, because we've talked really simple for a long time, because we wanted to onboard people and get them excited about crypto. We wouldn't want to overwhelm, even though I'm very analytical and I probably still overwhelmed all of you. But we're going to talk a little bit more about advanced trading tonight. And then you'll understand like how to read a chart and how to enter and exit if you're advanced, and why we find this, we're not going to give away all the secret sauce, but why a token reacts a certain way it does and how the markets influence it and stuff. But first I'm going to take a sip of water.
Yes. Yes. in the market, and I'm going to add the market and everything that's happening in the market is going to it's going to provide you with an opportunity, especially right now with a lot of institutionals looking at entering the market and entering into the market, especially over the past few days. We had one of the big players, SharpLink, just hit $3.5 billion in their total Ethereum holdings just over the past recent activity in Ethereum. And the list goes on. These are all key players. They were the first in. I know, go ETH. And this news just came out too, so I was excited to say it. But this, more and more investors and key institutional groups are getting involved. And these are the first movers. It's never too late. Right now is the earliest time to get in. This is like the perfect time to get in. I'm going to add that. So institutions, if you're looking to get in, reach out. Powell@dragonpro.app. Once again, but Ethereum and meme coins and advanced trading is what we're going to move into now, and all the key aspects that you should know moving into as an advanced trader. If you are a beginner, this may seem a little intense, but we'll try to simplify it a little bit so you can understand where we're coming from and get the gist of what we're saying in the analytics and the data and the trends and patterns that kind of we look for when we're advanced trading. So Elizabeth, you want to kick it off? I don't know where you want to start.
Yeah, so we did. Let me see what ETH is doing. I'm curious right now. This is like the magic moment. I'm on a different time zone, y'all. So like I'm traveling again. I'm always traveling wherever there's pretty blue water and palm trees. My time zone is now 3 hours behind where I normally am and 6 hours behind Joseph. So But the thing that's been good is I've been in a line with my devs on my nighttime has been like their morning. So that's worked out good. But my morning is way off from everybody else right now. So
the 6 hours is fun to work with, we'll say.
Well, that's a polite way of saying it. So ETH hit a target at 7 o'clock this morning. One of our targets was 4112. It hit that and it tapped it, and then it had a pullback for profit taking. We've put in our holder chat like our ETH targets just in the last couple of days since Sunday, actually, and they've hit all of our targets up to 4112. So the thing is when you trade or when you invest, people are predictable, right? So because we have technology, you're able to put in stop losses or areas that you're going to take profit on certain apps or certain brokerage trading platforms, long, shorts, options, futures. You're able to put in certain target numbers. And as soon as it will hit that target, they will profit take. They're predictable. And so you're going to have a pullback in the market. And so today we hit one of our targets again. We hit 4112. It tapped it and went back down, which is normal. But when you trade, if you're long-term holding and you're long-term holding for the future, I'm very optimistic. If you're day trading, range trading, and fast trading, you have to be really tight on the numbers that you're entering and exiting in. If you're long-term holding, you can just invest like $100, $200 a month or $1,000 a month. If you're just doing it for your, you know, discretionary money and you want long-term hold and look at it again in 5, 10, 20, 30 years, it's a long-term hold, right?
Right.
If you're trading by the minute or by the hour, you have to be really tight on where you predict it's going to hit and where it's going to bounce and come back and where people are going to profit take at. So, and where the floor is too. So, you know, where to put your stop losses in. So when we talk about ETH, we are predictive for people that range trade, day trade, and have to have tight numbers. And it's, if it's ranging between like we hit 4950, we're at like 3850 right now. So it has like 1,000 in the range. It can go up another 25% before it breaks out on its all-time high. So that's good long potential. Institutions will range trade. So they'll do, you know, longs and shorts on ETH and BTC, which is also affecting the market right now. And a lot of people, like when we were trading crypto before institutions started to come in this year, before the crypto laws became more favorable, and it opened up the doors with ETFs, it opened it up with mutual funds and stocks that are trading in crypto or have crypto in their portfolio. It's opened a lot of things, or people have been stacking Ethereum and Bitcoin for the long upside potential, plus to trade it, plus to keep, you know, like if they're on margins and they're doing longs and shorts, they can get called on their margins,
right,
which had happened last Sunday. Yeah. So they got called and that was the pullback in the market. Now I want you all to remember back in COVID, which unfortunately I hate talking about it, but this affected a lot what's going on in the world right now. Back then when there was Roaring Kitty and Wall Street Bets decided to quote unquote go against the institutions because they were shorting AMC and GME. And remember, institutions can move markets on long and short positions because they're leveraging it for gains. So they're going to buy into it, but they're also going to leverage it, and they're leveraging large amounts of money. So a lot of them are going long for the end of this month. The Fed meets October 28th and 29th. We anticipate potentially a quarter rate cut. It may or may not happen. It's not necessarily built into the market. If it was built into the market would be rallying heavy right now. So it's an if. If they do cut it a quarter, we could have a big rally because we hope that they're going to cut a quarter. It's not a done deal that they're going to cut a quarter. It's anticipated that they potentially will, but it hasn't necessarily been built into the market yet. So if they do cut a quarter, we probably will have a big rally. We're going into our next cycle. We go into cycles, like I told you last year, we went August 5th to November 5th, which was a down cycle. That was like World War III. November 5th to February 5th was the up cycle. That was the elections. February 5th to May 5th was the down cycle. That was the tariffs. Up cycle, May 5th to August 5th. That's been our up cycle. We went to two up cycles in a row, August 5th to November 5th, which we're in right now. That's like going a double inflation. Like if you are familiar with economics, you know, like you have a double bottom on a recession, it's a certain way. And if you have a double up, it's a certain way. Well, we have a double up right now. We have a double up. We went May 5th to August 5th, August 5th to November 5th. We're on a double up right now. And we potentially could have another up. I'm not saying it's guaranteed. There's factors that'll come play into the market. So it would be November 5th to February 5th. Usually the end of the year, this happens across all markets. People have to reposition themselves. So we still have until the end of December. We usually have a rally right before Christmas. So y'all know there's always a rally in the financial markets right before Christmas. It just plays out that way every year. Do your own research, not financial advice, not saying it's going to happen. There's usually a rally before Christmas. And then the end of the year, near December 31st, everyone has to re-strategize their positions for tax year. So the end of the fiscal year is December 31st. And so if they're profitable, they probably won't exit out because then they would have to pay taxes for 2025. A lot of institutions got in at 2,400 market cap, some 1,400 market cap, some 3,000 market cap. Right now, ETH is at a 4,000 market cap. It is up. It is profitable. If they exit their positions, if they stay in crypto, do your own research, not financial advice. I'm not a CPA or a financial planner. I'm just giving an opinion. This is for educational purposes only. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. If they're up and they're profitable, they're going to exit the positions that they're not profitable so they can have a tax write-off. If you're going to sell something you're profitable, you're going to have to pay taxes for this year. If all of you are out there, talk to your CPA or your financial planner and you exit out a position and you're profitable, you're going to have to go off of 2025 tax laws. So whatever it is going to be deemed on this year. So it may roll over where they're not selling out and they wouldn't have to until 2026. And if we have more favorable crypto laws in 2026, that gives us a potential upside potential and up to 12 months to decide what you're going to do with your position at that point. So most are probably profitable this year. ETH and BTC is up. It's hit all-time highs. More than likely, they want to sell off losing positions so they can write it off on their taxes. And if they were smart, they would hold their profitable positions and roll them over to next year until they find out what the tax laws are. Again, I'm not a CPA. I'm just giving observation.
Right.
On what a market would do. And we, if that does happen, we would be in our third up November 5th to February 5th. We have the Fed meeting October 28th, which is a key factor, which means that if they cut interest rates, we could have a rally in the market because people think they may, but it's not guaranteed. We go into our cycle of November 5th. We go into volume of November 1st, volume in the market, beginning of the month, 15th of the month. We have the end of the month, beginning of the month volume. We have the Fed meeting October 28th, and we have the start of our new cycle November 5th. All these three things, if they check the boxes, could create a rally, which means that you'll all have about a week to make a decision on which direction you want to go in. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. We need to push back through four again. We're hovering at 38.50, which is fine. There was profit taking. That's what normally happens. We have to push back through four again and hit our targets. If you're in our chat, you know what our targets are. So we've hit all of our targets from, when did I call it at? Like 37, 38? I called six targets. I called six targets in the last 3 days. We've hit every single target.
Yeah, the first one was 4005, and that hit.
I know, but what did I call it at? It was like at 38 when I called it.
You called it at 38.
Right. So you could have made money on that call. And you didn't even have to be in meme coins. You didn't have to be in Sigra Base. If you're just in our private holder chat, and if you're an institutional, you would have made lots of money. But if you're a high ticket player, you would have made lots of money. But that's like the key thing. So these are happening. And if you're going to somebody for advice that just got into the market, you know,
you're not going to have the data backing.
You're probably going for somebody who dresses up for Halloween too. I'm just kidding. So we have about 5 minutes. I'm going to tell you what happens on a chart so we can do this really quick. I know we're supposed to do advanced trading, but this is key, y'all. So
it's part of the advanced trading.
So when you're looking at a chart, you'll hit a target. There's going to be resistance at the target. That's when people profit take. And so when we claim a target, it'll tap the target. It'll hit that number. It'll have a pullback on profit taking, drop down, and then it'll have a bounce back up. And when it pushes through that target and goes through the next one, the goal is the next target above it. And so I'm going to give you just like a generic thing so you all can understand what I'm talking about. Say we're at an even 1,000 on some type of an asset and we're watching a chart. And our target is pushing past that 1,000 because 1,000 is a psychological resistance. It's emotional resistance for everybody in the world. Even numbers and big numbers are resistance for everybody. If our target is 1,100, as soon as the chart goes up, it will tap 1,100 because that's the target. People will profit take right then. It'll drop below the 1,000 again because they're profit taking. Other people jump in, think the market's going down, start to sell off. They're selling top in a perfect world, but they'll sell off as it's going down. And then it'll have like its floor where it'll hit and then it'll bounce back up. We call it a bounce back up. So it goes green candle back up. It pushes through that 1,000, pushes to the next one. The 1,100 pushes through the 11 and then goes to this next target. And then when you're watching a chart, that's what you're doing. So we had like 3,800. Our goal was 4,005. It tapped that, had a pullback profit taking, broke through the 4,005, went to the next target. I have to look at where our numbers were. Then went through that. What was it? 40-30. Tapped 40-30. It went to 40-31, actually. Came back, profit took, went down below, broke through the 40-30 again, up to 40-62. So we hit that, tapped it, went like a dollar or two above it, pulled back, profit took, went through that, and then the next target was 41-12, right?
40-72, 40-90, 41-12.
Yeah, so I had 40-72, 40-90, 41-12.
Yep.
Hits it, taps it, profit take, pushes through, hits the next one, profit take, pull back, push through to the next target, hit the 41-12. And hit the 41-12, 6:30 Hawaii time because I'm in Hawaii. But then it, that's like 9:30 Pacific Standard, 12:30 Eastern, hit the 41-12, and now it's on a profit take right now. So we're at a 38.50, but we have key things coming into the market. Fed, October 28th, 29th. End of month, volume, November 1st. New cycle, November 5th. Key. End of year, everybody's profitable. Institutions are profitable. They're up. If they sell off, they have to pay taxes. Are they going to? That's the big question. So reach out to us. If you want to be in the holder chat, send me an email. You can get into the holder chat. It's a buy-in to get into the holder chat. You get tokens. You potentially can have the auto trader. Sign up for dragonpro.app. We have big news coming on that. We're still doing the AI competition versus the human. If you would dare to compete against my AI, it has me on steroids 1,000x exponentially. So if you can predict a chart better than we can times 1,000, you're a good matchup for the AI. People are scared. go on to dragonpro.app. Big announcements next week. It's our birthday week. Happy October. Halloween next week. Fed meeting. We're going to have like lots of fun. We wanted to talk a little bit more advanced today, and we're glad that y'all are listening and hoping you're having a great drive home. Go get your nachos, your clue of pig, your, you know, Taco Tuesday.
But
it was a lot of fun, right? Like
it
this
was.
Is, this is our passion. This is what we love to do. We've been trying to teach you all like the easy way, but you know, our advanced stuff is like our niche. This is what we do. This is our,
finally
this is
being
our passion.
Able to open up and start talking more advanced is that's what we've been looking forward to. And we think you're finally ready for it.
Yeah. So we'll all see you next Tuesday.
Yes.
Happy
bye,
October,
everyone.
Y'all.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.